Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, first off, let me just say thank you if you're tuning in. All right, I just want to throw it out there. Thank you for tuning in. It is currently on this night is 9:46 p.m. and Centralia again. They were supposed to play at 8:30, but it has been a interesting last couple of hours down here at Dodge City. And let me just tell you. So again, Centralia is guaranteed tomorrow. So is Flint Hills. So both Centralia and Flint Hills are 2-0. Both 0-3 is now St. Francis, and then Greeley County Tribune is now 1-2. So they pretty much just played like a loser's game, you know, consolation game in the pool play.
We don't use that term.
But Centralia and Flint Hills, they're guaranteed to go on to tomorrow, but now we look at who's going to be that top spot going into tomorrow. Who's going to play the second team or the top one team and who comes out of pool B. But, again, the last couple of hours have been pretty chaotic. So not only when Flint Hills was playing, and Flint Hills, they've been taken to three sets all night long. They've had an outstanding night of being taken to three sets. In Centralia, they've only taken one team to three sets so far tonight. And, again, both teams are 2-0. Centralia, they've been a little easier getting through their opponents tonight. But let me tell you, that Flint Hills game against, I believe it was Tribune, that was not only the longest game of the night, which was 2 hours, the floor broke. The floor on the court broke, and they had to repair it. It took 15 minutes for the repair, and then they had to do a timeout to evaluate the floor. But again, the floor broke. They called in maintenance. They had it fixed. They super glued it. They added it on the jumbo here. It was a pretty cool-looking ordeal. And, they play has continued so far. The court has not collapsed yet, which is good. And we are set to continue here for the last game of the night. Again, this game decides who is 1-2 going in tomorrow. So for KMZA, we're going to have a jam-packed day. We're going to have Valley Heights at 9 o'clock playing Inman, and then we're also going to have Centralia possibly playing one of the two top teams over in Pool B.
And with you saying that, we're not 100% sure. We know that on that other pool, Little River went undefeated, so they're in. So they're the number one seed out of that other pool. The second-place team might be Clifton Clyde, a team out of the TVL. So one thing probably Centralia does want to match up with is playing another team out of the TVL, somebody they've played multiple times throughout the year. So so there's a lot of that riding on this game. If you're going to have to play Little River, the number one seed out of the other pool, or are you possibly going to have to play a rival from your league?
Well, we're just going to keep things with it here as we start this game. Centralia Panthers taking on the Flint Hill Mustangs. We get things going, and let me tell you, the Mustangs, they got a big player here to watch out for, Harley Randall. She has the most career points in all of her high school history, as well as the most amount of aces and blocks and digs all in her high school history in Flint Hills. She's got over 1,500 career kills, 300 aces, 350 blocks, 650 digs. Wow, she is an incredible player. And let me tell you, we've seen her all night. When she's in the back row, Flint Hills is pretty quiet.
They're a pretty average team when she's in the back row. When she's in the front row, they're one to deal with. They go to her. She's 6 foot, at least 6 foot. I mean, she looks like she's the tallest player we've seen today, and we've had several 6 foot kids listed on the roster, and I think she's taller than them. So she might be stretching a little bit over 6 foot tall, but she's a very tall, athletic kid, and they go to her. When she gets to the front row, she is able to hit all spots on the floor.
It'll be Emily Scribner here to set the serve for the Flint Hills Mustangs. We get ready again. This is the Panthers, seeded number 4, Flint Hills Mustangs. They're seeded number 1. Again, the winner of this game will play the number 2 team that comes out of the Pool B. Here starting off will be Centralia Panthers get the first point of the set. Now start one. It'll be the Flint Hills Mustangs. A little early celebration, but here's the Mustangs. And now, here are the Panthers. Scored the first point of a service there. It is now 1-1, early tie here between Centralia and Flint Hills. So again, both teams guaranteed to go into tomorrow with a pretty jam-packed day with both Valley Heights and 2A classification in the 1A classification in District 1, Centralia. Set up here, left side, Kramer. Kramer trying to put it down. Back row, attacker's line now. Off the right side, two-hand push across. Taylor, and Taylor goes in for the kill.
That's it. I mean, Centralia's going to have to pick their poison here and know where that 28 is on Clint Hill's side.
Set up Kramer, Tatum Kramer, who sets up Havercamp. Havercamp going downwards. Going to get that one to push down. Bryce Hemgator tried to put it across. Near point here for this, excuse me, the Flint Hill Mustangs, as now they are on a great way to start this game. They're up 3-1. Starting over, that's the libero, number 5, Alex Scribner, for the Flint Hill Mustangs. Havercamp trying to go for an angle shot. It looks like there's going to be a violation called against the Mustangs. That's going to be a point for the Panthers.
And, I mean, honestly, I mean, Centralia's been going how Havercamp's been going. Which he's hitting well and hitting all sides of the floor and all those positions up front, they're having success.
Havercamp first kill to wouldn't go officially a kill since it was a violation attempt. And here, another one, this one time against Centralia. Mustangs now up 4-2.
This is where if Centralia wants to make a move and get some points, they got their best player in the back row.
Here, trying to get the serve, Cameron Friendly, for the Flint Hills, and she's got an ace.
And I say that, then she just serves up an ace.
Now 5-2, Flint Hill Mustangs continue the lead. Again, that's Harley Randall back there serving. Over in her career, she has over 350 total aces. She has been an incredible player all around on the court. Trying to go attack that backcourt line. Tatum Kramer could not get it to drop. Flint Hill's now up early, 6-2.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's signed to play somewhere. I just don't know the history of her because she's an all-around nice player.
She's an incredible player. Owen Dieters receives in the back. Rempe now sitting up. Tatum Kramer, and that time, what'd she do? Same spot, just loosens up the heat of it, and now it hits that backcourt line. Now 6-3. And Tatum Kramer, that's just her second kill the entire night. Puts this one over the net. Opportunity to try to put this one down and couldn't go down. Flint Hills, Charlie Bonin. Now 6-4 as she went into the net. Panthers still serving here off the hot hand of the night with 18 total kills. Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, one of just the many big sophomore hitters here for the Centralia team. Looks like, I believe they're going to get another violation here against Centralia.
Yeah.
7-4 now. Again, we're set here in set number one. Philadelphia Panthers versus Flint Hills. Both teams 2-0 in pool play, and they will move on to tomorrow. But this one deciding the seeding of tomorrow between the semifinal games.
Yeah, and Flint Hills had to really struggle to get those two wins. Both those wins came on three-set games. I mean, the three-set matches. They really had to work to win those two games.
Hayden Kramer gets another kill. She's got 19 total tonight. Now only down by 2, 7-5 Centralia. Heinen gets the serve over for the Panthers. Near side here, trying to put it down. Bonin couldn't get it deflected. And here a point for the Panthers. 7-6 now, only down by 1, Centralia.
Yep, I told you they're going to make a run when 28 gets to the back row.
Heinen puts this one over on a pass. Step opportunity here. And that's number 28. You just mentioned her, Randall. She comes up from the back row to the attacker's line. Unfortunately for her, it goes into the net.
Yeah, they tried to get her involved, which is not a bad idea because she can hit from that back spike line.
And we were able to see it in the two games that Flint Hills is playing in the meantime. And this one drops down right on the court, right in front of the Troya Panthers front row unit. And it's now 8-7. Flint Hills Mustangs taking this lead here to serve. Flint Hills getting it across now. Owen Dieters, Rempe, now the left side here. Gibbs, she almost put it down the back right corner. Going up, trying to put a nice spike down, couldn't get it to cross. And now Becker for Centralia, she puts it over. Now back row unit coming up, Kramer to the attacker's line. She had the nice jig, and now trying to get a put down. Tatum Kramer! And she's got two kills already in set number one. Doubled her kills tonight.
Yeah, I really love how the setter of Centralia really mixes it up, gets everybody involved in that front row. and she sets all three of them. I mean, all across the line. So, I mean, keep you on your toes. You're on the defense.
Eight, and set number one between these two teams. Back row scramble here, putting it over will be Randall. Man, the power on that one. She set a free ball away from the back right corner, but putting a ball in the best place possible in the back left corner. Save a gift.
Gibbs had a good tournament. He's had a good day.
9-8 now. The Panthers reclaim the lead. Tatum Kramer back to serve. She's had a credible night so far. Gets this one over, and unfortunately, that's going to be a service error. Outside, 9-all.
Okay, now we got their big girl back in the front row, so we'll see if Centralia realizes we're going to have to really block her, because we know where she's at.
Jolene Dragoo goes back to serve for Flint Hills, gets it across. Owen Dieters picks it up. The set is from Tatum, and then...
Oh, yeah, they're going right at her.
And now a great made-up shot right there at the top of the net. Again, Harley Randall, she's got an ace, and that's just her first kill here, hey, impressively enough.
She's just so long. I mean, she hit it over the double block up Centralia.
Here, Kramer, setting up in that back left corner once again, going back to it, Tava Gibbs. And now back-to-back times, we've seen her be set up in that middle spot of the net, and she's attacked that back left corner.
Right, she's not hitting it straight away right into the block, the middle block. She's hitting the corner. She's hitting the corner. Even if the blocker gets a piece of it, it's going to go off her arm.
Get over here from the Panthers. Set up opportunity here. Right back to Randall. And Randall! And when you set up a player like her in that spot, you know she's going to get the kill.
Yeah, I mean, excellent job on Flint Hill's part. I mean, she's been playing middle, and all of a sudden she moved out to the left corner and put one home down line.
They're over here. Dieters in the back row. Now Kramer, and then putting it down is Tatum Kramer. Good setup by Tatum Kramer, the senior, the sophomore.
Yeah, are these sisters, are they cousins? Do we know?
That I'm not sure of, but that's the one thing about Centralia community is that they bring a lot of community and a lot of great families and athleticism programs.
Yep.
Air point. Going towards the Panthers on the violation, or not, excuse me, not violation, but handling error from Flint Hills. Centralia now up 12-11 in set number one. Dieters just gets this one over. She's got an ace tonight. Trying to go one down. Dieters is able to handle the heat from Randall. And Kramer, unfortunately, did not have a great set opportunity on the left side of the net. Puts the ball into the web. Now it is 12-12.
Yeah, I mean, timing is so important in volleyball. I mean, those setters have to get it up to a certain height in what the hitters are anticipating so they can make their approach.
Haverkamp goes on an angle shot, and she was just a good half foot off from getting a great one put down. It is now 13-12, Flint Hills lead. Now back points here. Now 14-12. Mustangs lead up by two. Pushed across here by Alex Scribner. Set up opportunity. Huge set up opportunity for the Mustangs. Fight up at the top of the net. Kramer, Panthers trying to put this one down. Haverkamp in the middle. Nice dug up. Dieters being able to handle the heat, not able to get the save. Caught underneath the net is the Panthers. 15-12. Mustangs with the lead. Kramer. Now Tatum Kramer, she's going to set up Haverkamp. Haverkamp, two-hand push, tries to get put down. Randall's going to come up, send over a free ball. Three players collide for the Panthers. And they get the point!
Yeah!
Net violation against the Mustangs. It's a good thing they did get the violation because, again, three Panthers players collided. They're all okay. But they were all trying to go for the same ball. Elon Rempe sends it over here for the Panthers. Down by two, 15-13. Randall handling the heat is Dieters. Chris Dieters, she's done a great job handling that high heat from a player like Randall tonight. Randall, she's going for another spike attempt, so she set up back-to-back dives. This time, she goes the opposite side of the court, away from Dieters, and she gets the score.
Yeah, she really gets those arms extended. For a six-foot girl, gets her arms extended, it's so long, and then she just picks where she wants to hit it.
And now she's back there to serve. She's had a great, successful year, not only getting kills blocked, but also behind the service line. Did not pick up an ace, though. Here, a little short rally of Bruin between both teams. Deflected right back at the Foothills Mustangs. Panthers trying to handle it. Kramer leaning all the way back, almost getting a power shot to the back row. Dieters, Rempe, Kramer again deflected right back at the Panthers.
A great rally going here.
Great rally. Both teams having crucial saves to keep this one running. Kramer putting it down right hand, back row, and that one's going to just go down as a handling error.
A great rally. Great rally.
What a great rally. Now Centralia back down only by two. 16-14. Back to serve, Hayden Kramer, the sophomore. Firing it across the net, just almost dropping it for an ace. It goes back over on the dig from the libero of Flint Hills Mustangs. Haverkamp sends it across for the Panthers. Now a spike picked up. Nice save from Rempe. Pushed across by Tatum Kramer. And into the net goes the Mustangs. 16-15. And we're seeing back-to-back-to-back now long rallies, and the Panthers are being able to withhold. And guess who's in the back row right now? Harley Randall.
Yep.
And this is the best time to get a run. We talked about in the pregame. This Flint Hills team, they really rely on one player up at that front row unit. Set up, opportunity coming up, trying to spike it. Randall from the back row. Doesn't matter where she's out in the court, they're trying to set her up.
Why not?
Here they're going to set up the far side, outside spot. The Panthers with it on their side of the court, and they're going to get it on a lift against the Panthers. 17-15.
Yeah, we got a good tight game in this last game of the night.
And here it only gets tighter with a service error from the Mustangs. Going back to serve, getting substituted in here, Claire Heinen. She has an ace here tonight. That was in her last game. Opportunity to try to tie this game up here for Centralia Panthers.
Oh.
And unfortunately, that's going to go down as a kill tipped off. Credit there goes to number 16, Briley Heimgartner for Flint Hills.
Yeah, and Rempe, I mean, had to go for it. I mean, it would. He just didn't know if it was going to be in or out. So she made the right call to try to go for it.
Set up here, Rempe, now the Becker. Becker trying to attack that back row corner. Pushed across here. Panthers trying to give a good set up here to Becker, but Becker is going to have to step out of bounds and push it across with two hands. Now the right side, working in, going in for the kill shot. Adrienne Rodriguez, that's the first time we've called her here tonight. She's got a kill.
Yeah, and she's just a freshman. There's a kid that we haven't even noticed much on the floor, but nice. Kill down line against one of the, a good Centralia blocking team.
I've already seen Flint Hills play tonight twice. We haven't had the call, but we've seen them play. And again, that freshman not making too much noise.
Wow.
What a great save from Tannen Kramer on the attacker's line, keeping things alive. Credit to Rempe to be able to get it over there on the free ball. Dieters. Now Rempe. Back set was to Tannen Kramer. Couldn't put it down, though. And Kramer comes up with a huge block. 19-17.
Great game. Great game.
Sam Kramer, the entire night, has only had a block and a kill, but coming into this set number one against Flint Hills, she already has two kills and a block. She has stepped up massively in performing at the front row of the net. Set up here once again, but into the net goes Adrienne Rodriguez. They try the freshman again, but this time the set was really not there for her.
Right, it was a little bit too close to the net for the kid. Again, you can't go cross-court because the double block's right there. I mean, their only avenue was going down line.
Denham Kramer gets the serve, goes straight down Broadway with it, not able to put it down.
Ooh.
Oh, and a behind-the-back little finesse tap put across from Davis Taylor. That's her second kill of the game. She was faking a set, but she put it over behind her back. Caught the whole Panthers team off guard. Dieters. Kramer, setting up Gibbs, and Gibbs, every time she's been set up right there in that same spot, what does she do? She attacks the left corner because
yep.
No one is there.
If you've been watching her all day, that's her go-to. When she gets set in that middle, her go-to is to turn her hips, her body, her shoulders, and go opposite corner.
Every time it's been Jolene Dragoo who's been in that left spot back there, and she just has not been able to keep a track of the heat. Randall going for the angle shot. Now Kramer trying to put this one away. I think
this one might just put on the line. Yep.
That was easily the closest call we've had all night long on the line judge. What a call. I really think that could have really swung either way, but man, it's a
big momentum thing for Centralia here.
Huge 20-20. And Randall, she responds quickly
right.
with a kill.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate for Centralia. Randall's got back to the front row. Flint Hills is at 20. I mean, they could score 4 points here with her in that front row.
Four kills already in this set number one for Randall. Back set, trying to put this one down. Gibbs couldn't get it. And Randall, I think, goes too far out, and she got it. A rare miss. For a player like Randall has so much court awareness, and she saw that back right corner was open, and just by a smidge of a hair, she fell just too long. 21 all in set number one.
There you go.
You set up this. It's not hard to miss one straight down the avenue of Broadway.
Yeah, but she's just so tall and so long. I mean, it's tough to get a hand on it.
So, again, Randall, she just got another kill, her fifth of the set, 22-21. Panthers down by one. Mustangs trying to work with it. Randall, once again, she's got back-to-back kills. And caught it perfectly.
She's literally going over the double block. She is actually hitting kills over the double block of Centralia. It's not like Centralia don't have long kids themselves. This is how good this kid is.
And Flint Hills, they really dominate off of it. We'll be back here in just 30 seconds. Stay tuned after the timeout taken by the Panthers. They are down 23-21 in set number one.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned in and locked in to 92.1 KMTA. Corinne and Prophet, Dan Shoup, and Kurt Kelman back in studio. 23-21. The Panthers currently trail by two. The serve over here from the Mustangs. Tatum Kramer setting up. Hayden Kramer now put back across. Behind the attacker's line, Dieter, she has a two-hand push just to get it over. Big step here for Randall, and Randall takes off the heat, and instead...
And Owen just about made a heck of a save.
He almost had a great save, but now it's 24-21. And what does Randall do? She's been set up three straight times down in the middle, and this time she takes the heat off of it, and the Panthers will take another timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds again here on KMZA.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sam Kramer sitting up left side here. Haverkamp almost putting that one down. Going up, trying to put it down. Heim Gartner for the Mustangs. Free ball gets sent across here by Isabel Haverkamp. Haven't heard her too much.
Oh, good block.
A great block, but a greater save there from Flint Hills. Now Kramer trying to attack that back row, and that's going to go too far out. Flint Hills secure set number one, 25-21. We'll be back in 2 minutes here for set number two here on KMZ 92.1.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from JBN Telephone Company. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-866-2310 today or visit jbntelco.com for more details.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Rankus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rankuscattle.com. Rankus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. So we got the wave going around the stadium. I mean, it's really late.
I think the student
section is like, we need to get some excitement. We need to get some excitement. So they're doing the wave amongst 30 people on the far side. The stadium does not have a large crowd on either side amongst other than the student section. They're the ones who are staying awake. Randall, she goes too far out of bounds, and Elton Shirelli gets the first point of the set.
They just want to weather the storm. I mean, that Flint Hills has with her in the front row until she gets to the back row and then take advantage of it.
Zinihu sends it over for the Panthers on the serve. Coming up, trying to attack, but a great block from the front row. All credits given to Tava Gibbs. Gibbs, two kills and a block here against the Flint Hills Mustangs. Tonight, Gibbs has been dominant with a total of 8 kills. Randall pushes it just in front of the antenna. Tava Gibbs, she goes again to that back left corner, but she had kind of an awkward setup and jump into the ball. 2-1 now. Flint Hill serving. None other than Randall to get it across. Sam Hayden Kramer goes to the back row. Now up, trying to put this one down. She's got a kill shot, number 28. Again, Harley Randall.
Who's had the most kills today in all the games we've watched?
Is
the kid from Valley Heights?
Is the kid from Valley Heights, Ava Smith. She finished the night with over 40 kills. She was dominant, but Katie Johnson, she was too. But we talk about Centralia, it's not just in one player. It's in the entire roster
that's really been
balanced here. I'm just saying,
that kid from Flint Hills might end up with the most kills today.
Getting a point for Centralia, now up 3-2 in set number 2. This is a must-win set number 2. I will briefly say again that both these teams, Flint Hills and Centralia, are guaranteed tomorrow. It is just who will play Little River and then the second team. And here, another point for the Panthers.
That's Little River and Clifton Clyde. Those are the two teams that made it. Little River won it, and Clifton Clyde got second. So it's whoever wins this is going to play Clifton Clyde. You lose it, you're going to play Little River.
Set up, back set opportunity for Rodriguez. She couldn't put it down. Now a huge put up here for Haverkamp. Haverkamp, she couldn't battle it down, but who can for the Flint Hills side? None other than, again, Randall. And that is one player I kind of wish I was stat keeping the entire night, because you talk about who's been the most dominant hitter. It's probably going to be her, or she's definitely one of them already tonight. She's had a significant impact. But here, for the Mustangs, who's been a very significant player, Hayden Kramer. She's got 20 kills tonight. But that one that attacks the backcourt line. 5-3 now. Since Centralia, they lead set number 2. back to serve. Keelan Rempe, the sophomore, she just popped it over the net on the serve. Good opportunity coming up here. Randall. Randall, she just pushes it behind the attacker's line. Dieters set up the Havercamp. Havercamp, she tries to go deep. Gets stopped at the attacker's line. Gets fairly just pushed over by Taylor for the Mustangs. Dieters, free ball sent underhand, and Dieters was just sending a free ball over. They got a free point.
Yeah, just a light touch free ball, and they just looked at each other.
One of the most interesting kills you can get put down on a stat sheet, and not one that Owen Dieters really gets one too much of. And she's really credited to her ability of digs and assists. Here, putting one down on a rope, but couldn't get it to drop was Kramer. That one went all the way up to the top of the stadium before falling back down. Mustangs able to retrieve and get it across. Panthers, Becker almost put it down. Nice save, libero. Alex Scribner from the Flint Hills Mustangs. Back here on the Panthers side, looking to go down that left side again. Kramer, Hayden Kramer, another kill. She's got over 21 kills tonight.
And she's doing a good job recognizing to go down line, not try to go cross court going against that Taylor kid.
Rempe gets this one across the net now. Back set opportunity, but the back set all the way to the Panthers side. So a little fake out there. Trying to lay one down for a quick kill, but going for the quick kill here for the Flint Hills Mustangs.
Yeah, they're kind of playing a little small ball right now. They're kind of doing some chipping in that open area right behind the blockers because everybody's been used to these hard hits. Everybody's backed up their coverage.
Heimgartner, two kills against the Panthers. Set up opportunity, right side Kramer, two-hand push, deep in the back row, gets picked up barely. Heimgartner, and blocked.
Good block.
By number eight, none other than, Josie Havercamp. Again, she's just been incredible. Over 20 kills today. 8-4. Opportunity on the near side here. Another block for Centralia. Block out of bounds. So a kill credit to Flint Hills. 8-5 now, but Centralia still leads set number two and a must-win set number two. 8-5. Havercamp sends it over the right-hand push and some miscommunication amongst the front row unit. I think Heimgartner was expecting Charlie Bonin to make the play for it, but miscommunication between the two players up in the front unit. Panthers now up 9-5 in set number two. Heinen gets the serve over, almost an ace. Just going to be pushed across here. Working left to right, now near to far. Again, that's the view we have. The Panthers on the near side working the far. Becker, she puts this one down for a kill, trying to hustle out for it, but not able to get it. Yabba Taylor.
Nice.
10-5.
Becker is.
And now,
that spot in that far left corner is Becker's sweet spot. And man, she can hit it hard.
30-second timeout here. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Australia now leads 10-5. Flint Hills timeout.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here after the Flint Hills timeout. It's 10-5. Centralia leads set number two. Flint Hills, they've made 8 state appearances in their program history, but only 3 times, now being the third, that they have went out and got out of pool play. But they have not placed higher than 4th in program history. But we know Centralia, 15 state titles. They have been dominant. Here, with another kill, Ava Gibbs. What a shot. After the timeout taken, Centralia scores the first point. They are now up by 6, 11-5. Heinen just drops this one over the net, almost hit the top of the white strip. And Centralia, they almost played that ball, but it went out of bounds. The free ball got centered by Charlie.
Yeah, everybody on the bench was saying, no, out!
So they were about to play it. So they were just like, hey, it's coming to us. Heinen. Over the net now. Opportunity. Pushed across. Two-hand push. Panthers picking this one up. Tatum Kramer. She gets it over. Now back to the Mustangs. Excuse me, the Panthers here and blocked by the Mustangs. But blocked out of bounds. Point credit to Becker for the kill shot. She's got two here against Flint Hills. 13-5. 3 points have been ran off after the timeout, but six straight points here for the Panthers. Unfortunately, the scoring streak comes to an end now. Becker just goes too far outright. Now 13-6.
Yeah, I mean, build that lead up before the Randall kid gets it back in the front row.
Riley Heimgartner here to serve. Just gets this one over. Set up chance to put it down. Becker. Played well. Coming up, Rodriguez. Rodriguez. Corner shot off the left side.
Is that that freshman again? Yeah.
That's that freshman. That's the second time she's been able to put one down tonight.
She's going to be a nice player in a year or two. But she does some good things for a freshman.
It's now 13-7. Serving error. Now 14-7. Centralia touchdown lead. Talk about touchdown. Centralia, they beat Onega yesterday, 44-20 in football. That was a great game by them. They held that one at home. Their football team here in night to support the volleyball team. Point here for Flint Hills Mustangs. Now just down 14-8, trailing by 6.
Let's see if they can close this out with this Taylor girl in the front row.
Jolene Dragoo puts this over the net for the serve. Opportunity here for Gibbs. And this one is going to be put in the net. And you talk about Randall. Did a really awkward dig. And that allowed Centralia to get the point off the handling there.
Yeah, and it takes everybody. We don't give enough credit for those kids that are digging in that back row. I mean, they have a big responsibility to make good digs to get it up to their setter so the setter can make good decisions and good sets for your spikers.
Kenzie Nehus gets the serve over for the Panthers. And a great block from the right side, Isabel Haverkamp. Man, she has been such a great player.
Well, they all. I mean, like I said, that's what makes Centralia so tough. I mean, we talked about all their players that they've played. They've all made great plays today.
Haverkamp, Isabel Haverkamp, she's only gotten better as the night goes on. Her stat sheet has only increased through every game she's played. Here, try to put down Gibbs. Set up opportunity for Randall. Randall, she goes too far left, so she's not actually attacking the block. She's going away from it, and it's actually costly right now for Flint Hills. Well, they're going to call a timeout, 17-8. We're going to go back and take a 30-second timeout here on 92.1, but we'll be back in 30 seconds to start 17-8.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
17-8, Panthers lead. Flint Hills just called a timeout. Jupiter, some soft thoughts right now.
Well, I was saying that this didn't get good passes up to their setter. We were just talking about that. It kind of threw the Randall kid off to not get a good hit. And that's what they need to do. Well, go to Randall. Randall's going to make the
Rodriguez pass. The freshman, yeah. She tries to put that one down. Now Gibbs deflected right back at. Great save.
Wow.
Oh, a point. Credit to the entire Centralia team. Big shout-out to Nehus, who got the save. But then a big shout-out to number 11, Tim Kramer, put it down.
But great coverage discipline. They went out the double block, and everybody was right behind the blocks to do their responsibility.
Here, a great saving digging effort.
Dieters.
From Dieters. Yeah, credit to her that commits to Benedictine for basketball. And she's going to set up here Kramer. Kramer attacks that back row. I'm not sure if Flint Hills needed to go for that ball, but they did, and it goes down as a kill for Kramer.
Grim, the Dieters kid, I mean, she's all over the place. She has great anticipation of where the ball is going to go.
She really puts her body on the line tonight, and that's what it's going to take to to beat a team like Flint Hills, especially how well she's been able to handle Randall. She's handled Randall all night when she goes to her. Here's set across here. Great diving effort from Tatum Kramer. Pushed across from
them being able to set Randall up on the other side. They've had several opportunities to get set up and just haven't executed.
Gibbs going to the back row. That's a kill shot. 20-8. Man, this is complete 180 set for the Centralia Panthers that we saw in set number one where they lost 25-21.
Okay, they got the pass up to the center.
Again, now trying to go down Randall, and this time they're going to say she was on the line.
Oh, yeah, I mean, she was. It was a great, great spike on her. I mean, they just haven't been able to get it, but it starts with that pass. You got to get that pass to the center.
Randall, she's got 8 kills here against the Panthers.
Wow.
Service error. Way to break away.
I mean, they broke Centralia's run there and just gave it right back to them. Now see if Centralia can't close this out.
Here to serve, one of the best servers. You mentioned it. Owen Dieters, she's got over 46 aces on the year, and she almost just had a really nice dig.
I say she reads it so well. That's why she's such a smart athlete, the kid is. It just makes her a good basketball player, too. She's very head smart.
Right, that puts down another kill. It's 21-10 now. Set up opportunity for Haverkamp. Haverkamp is on angle, but again, not too much on the heat scale. Owen Dieters set up. Back set opportunity and put away from Isabel Haverkamp.
Yeah, that's probably a mistake on Flint Hills part because they had a good pass up to the center. Why not try to give it to your ace and see if she can't get you back in this game? But they tried to dink it over. And again, Centralia is very quick on those dinks to get it saved and put back up.
Centralia substitutes their best server all night here. The sophomore, I was just about to mention it. She's got 2 aces and now she's got 3 tonight. She has been so great at the service line. And finally, I can say that the announcer's jinx, the announcer's curse isn't real. Well, never mind.
You were just about to brag yourself up.
I was.
And you jinxed her.
And
yeah,
the ego is too real.
But
really, it was a great service.
It was. I mean, she thinks she has a comfortable lead here, 23-11. They just need to close out this second game.
Cross here, Randall was on the serve, and she's got an ace.
Wow, that's one of the only times I've seen the Owen kid make a bad pass. That's it. I mean, of all night we've watched her play, she's made good pass after good pass. That was one that kind of got away from her.
She's been an absolutely excellent player here. Let's go straight back to her. This time she gets a nice dig.
Yep.
Rempe, and now the back row, putting it down for the Panthers, Tatum Kramer. 24-12. We got set points. The fourth is set number 3, the last game of the night. The fourth-seeded Centralia Panthers, the one-seeded Flint Hills Mustangs. The winner of this game will play Clifton Clyde tomorrow. The loser will play Little River. And now we'll go into a set number 3, 25-12. Victory set for set number 2 for the Panthers. We'll be back here in 2 minutes for set number 3. Stay tuned and locked in at 92.1 KMZA.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rinkuscattle.com. Rinkus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the guaranteed final set of the night, folks. It's 10:31 p.m. here, according to Central Standard Time. But if you're Flint Hills, you are actually located in Mountain Time. So now it's set back. Not 10 o'clock quite yet for you. But here's Centralia Panthers. They won set number 2, 25-12, but they lost set number 1, 25-21. But the momentum with the Panthers here in set number 3. The winner will play Clifton Clyde tomorrow at 9. It'll play in the afternoon slot past 1 o'clock. We'll play Clifton Clyde. And the loser will play Little River. So, again, this is a big game that decides seeding of the semifinals for tomorrow. But both teams are already guaranteed in. Third time in program history Flint Hills has ever made it out of pool play. They've already guaranteed itself in their first two games. Set up. Back set. Here, Gibbs. Block for the first point for the Flint Hills Mustangs. Mustangs get this one started early with a block to the point. Serve over. Picked up by Becker. Tatum Kramer to Hayden Kramer. And she's got the kill. Hayden Kramer is having herself an absolute night. She's got 5 kills alone against Flint Hills. But she's got 23 kills altogether. Unofficial stats, but again, she's had a great night. Set up here. Whoa! What an incredible set and kill from Randall. That was probably the quickest set and finish I'd ever seen. That was just like a blink of an eye. If you blinked, you wouldn't have seen it. The set was like half a second, and it was put down within less of that. That was incredible.
I mean, that's the way you sometimes practice those quick sets or line sets that go right along the net. Just to kind of change the timing of those blockers on the other side.
It is now 3-1, and now 4-1. So, Australia, they gave up the third point with a lift, and here they got another one on handling errors. So, now 4-1. Flint Hills with the lead in set number 3. A dig from the front row unit. Haverkamp, she goes into the net. Australia is down early in set number 3. 5-1. They mentioned that they had the momentum coming into this. They really dominated in set number 2, especially in the latter half of it, winning 25-12. Tatum Kramer, she sets up Isabel Haverkamp, tries to go down with it, couldn't put it down. Becker, Dieters, one more hit to get it across. And that one is not playable. 1-6. Mustangs on a roll. They have scored 5 straight now. Since being tied 1-1. Over the net. Here, set up for Haverkamp. Haverkamp couldn't get it down on the back left corner. Coming up, Heimgartner. Heimgartner tried to attack the back line, but it was a great dig pickup from Becker and Kramer. She puts it away here for the kill for Centralia. Kramer. She's got 6 kills against the Mustangs. However, Centralia is right now down by 4, 6-2. Serve from Rempe. Randall, great block, handling the pressure. It was a single block against Randall, too. A lot of credit there given to, again, Kramer. She's going to have to spike it set. Tries to put it down, picks up well by the libero. Scribner from Flint Hills. That pickup from Becker on the back row for the save. Now Dieters. She had a nice save just then at the front row of the net. Unfortunately, going backwards and into the net, Hayden Kramer. Now down 7-2.
I'll tell you, we're seeing some high-level volleyball here at 10:30 at night.
It's the best time. It's the best time of night. Here we get over, just over the net. Owen Dieters picks it up on the back row. Rempe, and now trying to put it across, but not able to. Again, another offset on that same side. It is now 8-2, timeout taken by Panthers. We'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stay tuned and locked into 92.1.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Bayville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here at a late night. I threw out a shout-out to everybody who's tuning into this one. Tell you what, the student section, they're having fun with this.
You're seeing a good game, or you're hearing a good game.
At 10:40 at night, nearly 11 o'clock, but right now Flint Hill's up 8-2. Deflection at the line for the Mustangs, excuse me, for the Panthers. Free ball tried to be sent over by Becker, but in the last hit went into the net. But three straight times, the Panthers have not been able to get the ball over their own side of the net. Now 9-2. Flint Hill's lead set number 3. And
ooh,
it's going to be, now again, you mentioned it's close, service error, but not by much. Dieters, she watched it. Great eye and court awareness. Just let it go. Now only down 9-3.
And it is back thing. Same thing back to him.
Aiden Kramer, service error. Now 10-3.
This is when Cedari wants to make the run with that kid in the back row.
Rempe setting up Haverkamp. Haverkamp, unfortunately, another missed hit for the Centralia Panthers.
Yeah,
sounds like they're just off by a beat.
Right, yeah, I don't know if their legs are getting a little bit tired on them because it's so late in the day, but yeah, they're hitting it just not as crisp as it was earlier in the day.
Well, Centralia hasn't played for 3 hours. That's
true, too. They had a long wait, so they did, in between their second and third game.
Flint Hills, they only had to wait just an hour.
Wow, three in a row.
Three in a row service errors, two straight from Flint Hills. And if you're Centralia, just get it over the net.
Yeah, take advantage of it. You got their tall kid in the back row. You got better hitters on your side, better front row people. Let them go to work.
Claire Heinen gets it across for the Panthers here. Back set for Heimgarten. Picked up well by Kramer. Now Gibbs. Deflection at the top of the white stripe at the net. Here coming up. And a great block. And a move showing
that,
up. David,
you know how hard that is to block a back row hit. An excellent job by the front row of the Kramer kids.
David Gibbs. Yeah, she had the block. It was great. Unfortunately, service error from Centralia.
Yeah, they're kind of both teams are just kind of making some unforced errors that you didn't see earlier in the day. It's late.
I'm Gardner. Gets it across.
Look at that. Another one.
Error. We've
My
seen
God.
Three straight from Flint Hills and two from the Panthers.
Maybe it's the elevation. Maybe the air's kind of gotten lighter, you know, as it is in the Rockies.
So
the ball's floating a little bit more.
Possibly here. I mean, the ball is floating for sure. And another service error.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. This many service errors. These are two of the best teams in Division I, 1A, and they're really struggling with serving right now.
This one. Not a service error. It gets across here for Flint Hills. Trying to put this one down is Gibbs.
Good decision on Gibbs there. Up and over their big 6-foot blocker there and right over the top, right in the hole.
So Gibbs has 6 kills already against Flint Hills. That's the most she's had against any team tonight. She has been dynamite, especially up in that middle blocker position. Opportunity here, and that was a really awkward set. Rainbowed over the head of Randall.
They were trying to quick set, so they were, to try to throw those blockers off, and the timing was just off on it.
Mustangs now only up 13-8. Panthers get the point. Niehus gets it across on the serve. Set up Randall. Randall finesse tap. Nice dig. And now Gibbs tries to put it down, and Gibbs! Man, she's been incredible. She has the three straight points here for Centralia.
Yeah, she's been on fire today. That sophomore has been awesome.
Gibbs tonight has been... She has great stats, not only kills but blocks. I mean, she's got a really equal amount on both of those, and that's what's great about a player like her. Here now, fighting up the attacker's line, Rodriguez just sends it over. Dieter, Tatum, Kramer now gives again, and gives another kill! And I'm going to make a pretty bad pun here, but just keep giving it to her.
Yeah.
Keep giving it to Gibbs.
She's on fire, man. They're going to call timeout to try to break the momentum a little bit, but yeah, Gibbs is feeling it. And when somebody's feeling it, just like any sport, whether it's football, basketball, volleyball, table tennis, whatever, get it to the one that's, I mean, hot.
We're back in 30 seconds here. Flint Hills still up 13-10, but Centralia have some momentum.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One thing I like as a broadcaster is transparency. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I know it's 10:41 at night, but I want to stand up because I'm excited here. This is a great set number three, and this one is coming down to the wire.
Yeah,
and putting that one right down on the wire is Randall. Now 14-10, coming after the timeout, the Mustangs get the point. And Randall has 11 points against the Panthers.
But she's been kind of quiet since she got back up to the front row. They really haven't had the opportunity to get to her, so we'll see what they can do, Centralia.
Kramer puts that one right down between all the defenders, not able to clean, pick it up, Jaleen Dragu. And Kramer, her night continues successfully. 14-11.
What an exciting third game here.
Dieter's the serve, gets it over the net, drops it in, couldn't get it in for the kill, though, or the ace, but getting up for the kill.
And that's what the quick set should look like, just right there. She just barely set it over the net. Well, again, barely set it over the net. 2 or 3 feet above the net from the six-footer, and she put it down real quickly before the block could get there.
A kill by Randall, her third of the set, now 15-11. Flint Hills have the lead, but it's going to be cut a little shorter here. Credit given, again, once more here to Kramer. With the kill, 15-12. Here to serve, the best server of the night, Rempe. She's got three aces for her team, and
four,
now she's got
four.
Another one! Man, it feels great every time I say it, and it happens. Unfortunately, the last time I said it, there was a service error right afterwards, so we're going to hope that
that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen again for Rempe. Of course, if you're for the Panthers, this time she does get it over. She's got four aces total tonight. Great dig!
Great dig!
That's a great save! What a pinball effect from the Panthers to keep things alive! Kudos to Hayden Kramer, and she's got a spike here from the back row side of the court. Gets it across. Heimgartner, nice sliding dig from Dieters. Both teams in a long rally, 15-13. Set number three. Kramer trying to put it down again. Third time she's been stuck here on this rally. Couldn't get to go down. And now finally, who's the one who puts it down? The Mustangs, Randall.
Yeah, I mean, you give her enough time where they have time to get a good pass to set her up. That's where they're going to go. And her kill percentages have to be pretty high. They have to be over 50%.
16-13 with the lead. Dieters receives. Set for Kramer. Kramer on the line. You couldn't make it any sharper. 16-14. And one thing, and we talk about it all night, how great of a community Centralia is, how loud they get. It is nearly 11 o'clock at night, and there's the same energy that it was 4 hours ago. They're crazy. No, I'm just kidding. They're awesome. They bring a lot of great atmosphere here tonight, and they've been the loudest. And that's what's awesome here for the classification 1A. It is 16-14 still here. Heimgartner, nice dig from Kramer. And now Becker gets it across on the two-hand push out of bounds. Trying to get some blocks here up front. Coming in the game for the first time for a while, Marissa Brockstrom. This is the first time I've seen it from Centralia all night. She's up there playing that front row of the line. And here, this is going to be a handling error against the Mustangs. Going into the net, it's now 16-15.
I mean, even though sometimes Centralia struggles a little bit with execution of things, they are always in the right
spot. Kramer gets the serve over.
I mean, look at this coverage. Man, they're right there. They're all six of them right there to cover that block.
I don't mean to get excited here. Super excited. But Brockstrom, who has not played all night, just got the biggest point for Centralia on a kill to tie it 16-16 against Flint Hills. The senior comes off the bench and makes some noise.
Yeah.
And now Centralia takes the lead in set number three.
Yeah, call timeout.
A timeout taken. The Panthers are up 17-16.
Listen to this crowd.
It is amazing, but unfortunately, we got to take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's Troy. They lead 17-16. Stay tuned and lock in on 92.1 KMZA.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling.
So
range not cooking. Dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
17-16, Flint Hills, another timeout in this set number three. I think that might have just been their last one that they've cooked up. That was their second to last one. They got one more left in their pocket to use here. Dieters, nice dig. Grimpy, opportunity here to put it away! Not put it away, but put this one. So 18-16. Great shot taken from Becker. The heat too hard to handle from the back row. And you talk about the back row. Guess who's in the back row for Flint Hills? Well, Centralia is up 18-16. It's Randall.
This is time to win the game right here where she's back there.
18-16. Rally going. They're going to set up Heimgartner. And another point for the Centralia Panthers.
They feel it. Centralia feels it.
They know it. They know that they are not being able to set up their best player in that backcourt. What is Centralia doing? They're getting their opportune hitters opportunities, and they're letting the self-inflicted wounds go across Flint Hills. But, you know, you talk about self-inflicted wounds, and here's a service error.
We've seen more service errors in this third game.
In the entire night.
Yeah, I
fully believe that. In the entire night we've called. That's a huge message right here. Becker just has to push it across, gets it in from out of bounds. Now trying to go down, and a great block from the front row. All credit's given to Becker. A block for Becker.
I'll tell you, I mean, this Centralia team's scary for having this many young kids that play very important roles on this team, and they're doing so well.
Owen Dieters comes off. Hine has the serve up 20-17 in set number three now. A great save! Incredible effort from the Panthers off the right side. Credit there, the Kramers. And now a point for Flint Hills. 28-18. The Panthers still up by two. Again, the winner of this game will play Clifton Clyde tomorrow. The loser will play Little River. But both will be for semifinals. Winner of semifinals going to the state championship. The loser plays the third place match. Here, going up for another kill for the Panthers. Becker.
Man, I said she's on fire. Isn't that the kid that we've been saying is on fire?
I'm going to be honest with you, Shoop. The entire team's on fire. The Panthers team is red hot between Hayden Kramer, Melina Becker.
And again, we were just talking about this and not very long ago. They were kind of out of sync just a little bit. And all of a sudden, now they have the energy.
Huge energy. Rodriguez trying to put it down. Another block from the front row unit. Number nine, Tava Gibbs. Getting right back at it to work. And Gibbs in this game against Flint Hills has posted 8 kills and 3 blocks. She's been a do-it-all player. It's 22-18 in set number three. Centralia has made such a huge comeback. That's going to be a service error. Now 22-19. At one point, this was 11-3.
And that's now this is where it's interesting. They got their best player back in the front row. They're going to go to it right from the get-go.
22-19, 3-point lead here. Dieters set up. Gibbs, down on the money.
And where's he gone? I mean, they haven't adjusted that to make Gibbs go to a different spot. She twitches her arms, and she goes opposite corner just about every time, and the block's not been there.
8 kills for Gibbs. 23-19. One away from set point. Trying to put down was Randall. Back set. Opportunity. Haverkamp! Isabel Haverkamp puts this team on set point! The Centralia Panthers have a chance!
The aggressor in volleyball will usually win. And this is what's going through here with Centralia.
And now the crowd's excited. Set point, 24-19. The Panthers a chance to come out victorious and pull A. The takeoff Clifton Clyde tomorrow. Gibbs!
Nope.
Trying to put it down. Across now. Last point for the set. Kramer on the line! The Centralia Panthers take the third set. And it'll now be 3-0.
They play with such passion and competitiveness. I mean, that team is competitive. You love, that's hard to teach his kids to be competitive, and they are.
What an incredible finish for the Panthers. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to recap tonight's fiasco and preview tomorrow. Stay tuned and locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Dan, we have broadcasted for 15 hours here at Dodge City, and it has been an incredible night from the start of the day to the end of the day. And what way to end the day than for a three-set finish with the Centralia Panthers going to the third set, down 11-3, make a comeback to bring it up 13-10. The next time out, Flint Hills has to take it at 17-16. It goes a little bit back and forth, but for the most part, the Panthers down the stretch, they were strong in the third set, 25-19. Now they play Clifton Clyde tomorrow in that noon slate past 1 o'clock in the semifinals. Flint Hills, they will play Little River. But keep in mind, also tune in early morning at 92.1 KMZA. At 9 o'clock, we got Valley Heights. Mm-hmm. Valley Heights, they're going to be taking on Inman. That's going to be the number 6-seeded team against the number 1-seeded team going into the state tournament. So that one's going to be a big one. Two TVL teams that have been great all year long in Centralia. They got a legit chance of winning this thing this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, you say that every year. I mean, kudos to the community of Centralia. I've been around, high school sports all my life. So, I mean, pretty much close to 50 years. And I've coached, and I've coached against Centralia when I was out west coaching volleyball. Their community is just so bought in to doing what is necessary to continuously have success in athletics. And this is not on the girls' side, but boys' side also. They start those kids at a young age. They completely bought into the team atmosphere of everything they do. And it just shows year after year. I mean, you can't sit there and argue with it. They just got a system that works. And it starts with the community. It starts with those parents starting their kids at a young age and buying in to Centralia's program. And to give some respect to the coaches, Cindy Osterhaus did an excellent job coaching the team today, calling timeouts when she needed when she needs the team to kind of reset and get that momentum back on their side. So excellent job. We're going to see some good matches tomorrow.
So I'm just going to bring up unofficial stats here. I mean, reports of the three games, but six total team aces, unofficially 15 total points off of blocks. And then for the team, just looking at individual players, Melanie Becker had nearly 5 blocks on the game, 13 kills, 25 kills for Hayden Kramer on the night. Josie Kramer finished with nearly 20 kills. Tava Gibbs finished the entire night with 13 kills and 5 blocks. And really, most of the stat lines, they come from that final game. Tayden Kramer, she had a great night, recording 5 kills and 2 blocks, as well as Isabel Haberkamp. She had an incredible night, recording 6 kills, 2 blocks, 7 kills and 2 blocks. And then Rempe, 4 aces. She was the great golden hand server. And then Owen Dieter, she had a kill. But, you know, one thing we don't track on the stat sheet is digs, assists, and hustle. And that is what really she made up and really represented a lot of here for Centralia.
Yeah, just that little time span in that one game where we thought, man, Centralia is not having it right now. If you take that away, Centralia was, I mean, arguably the best team out here today. I mean, in this classification. They just executed things such at a high level, so they did, and they got everybody involved. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, we were looking at Flint Hills and knowing, all right, when that one Randall gets to the front row, that's who they're going to. I mean, they just let everybody be a part of it, and they execute things at a high level. So, I mean, they're going to be right there sitting in the seat where they can have another opportunity to bring home another state championship if they do things like they did today.
So again, if they were to do so, it'd be the 16th in program history.
Wow.
And for Flint Hills, this is the third time they've ever been able to get out of pool play in tomorrow. Flint Hills, even with the loss, they still guarantee themselves a chance tomorrow, but they're going to play a pretty difficult Little River team. But again,
oh yeah, very good Little River team that's won some big games.
And but specifically, one last note, let's talk about a little bit of a pregame, our preview. Centralia, Clifton Clyde, they've played each other already this year. There are two teams that are tight in league play. You know, it's going to be a pretty big matchup, not just for an opportunity to go to state championship, but also within the league.
And what makes it tough is you're very familiar with your opponent. You've played multiple times during the year, so Clifton Clyde knows Centralia. They know what they do. Centralia knows Clifton Clyde. So, I mean, they know each other. So, I mean, you can't hide stuff. I mean, they're going to be coaching tonight. I'm sure the coaches are going to come up with strategies of what they're going to have to do on each side to give their team the best opportunity to win that first game tomorrow.
Well, it is now officially 11 o'clock at night, and with that, I do say good morning, good afternoon, and good night to everyone tuned in to today's fiasco, and please tune in to tomorrow morning starting at around 8:30 for pregame.
Well, it was a great game. You did that.
Great job. Great night. 15 hours straight here at Dodge City. Hospitality was great. Everything was great. Again, thank you to everybody tuning in tonight. Thank you to Dan Shoup. Thank you to Kirk Killen back in studio. I'm Karina Provitt saying one final goodbye and good night here, 92.1 KMZA.